Right, good morning, Rachel.
Morning.
And can I just say, Audio Boo people and iTunes people, that it is Rachel's birthday today.
Thank you. I'm now officially an old lady.
So, yeah, okay, let's not go there. actually, still very young, Rachel, in the scheme of things. So, happy birthday, Rachel. Hope you're going to have a wonderful day.
I am. I've been really spoilt already, so hopefully that will continue.
Of course it will. Of course it will. But in honour of Rachel's birthday, we thought we would take a trip down Whimsy Lane. Is whimsy a word? Whimsical.
Oh, it'll be all right. Whimsy can be a word in our little world.
Indeed, yeah, it's a Debsy word today. We're going to go on a bit of a whimsical journey this morning, and we're going to discuss...
We need some kind of music there, don't we? Ooh.
Well, you can sing. You know, I don't mind. You can sing in the background. I've no problem with that. But we're going
I best not, actually. best not. I mean, it's really going... I can see this one being a little bit of a tangent.
It is a tangent one. Yeah, but it's okay. We can do tangent ones occasionally because, you know, it's good to actually show different facets to our capabilities here and our ability to make the inane boring stuff interesting, I'd say, is one of our greatest skills. It's not my greatest skill, but no, as we've already talked about, we can't talk on that.
I was actually good. This is probably more of a point to the people who follow me on Twitter. Obviously the devastating news about Mark Owen today, that he's been poking around in someone else's back garden.
The fact that anybody would let him poke in their garden, quite frankly, fills me with horror. You know.
Yeah, but I'm one of those girls. To be fair, Mark Owen kind of is a different league of the other ones. And it really hurt me this morning to have to call him an idiot because he is. He's an idiot. I mean, I used a stronger word than idiot, but...
We weren't going to talk about this, Rachel.
No, I know. I'll tell you why. Just quickly. Part of my followers all know that I can't sing at all. I really can't sing. As in, you know, we laugh at Jed's words and all the rest of it, but I'm the worst ever in the world. And I was, as a nice little surprise, if Jed would have won X Factor, was going to do a YouTube video of me singing. And it was going to be Take That Square's Hits, which is a lot of. And now, due to the Mark Owen news, I'm afraid, everyone, that's off. I can't do it anymore. I just need to make that announcement on my birthday that is over.
I'm just wondering if people are going to see that as a good thing or a bad thing.
It's totally a bad thing. I'm not. So many people looking forward to it.
I'm not pulling you up on your singing skills because clearly I've not been a party to your abilities in that area.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're good in a like horrendous way, really. Anyway,
as soon as we're all over halfway through, I'm wondering if it's actually any point in doing what we were originally going to talk about. Which was, I think we could start it and maybe continue it on another day, but we were going to talk about, if you had your time again, what would you do with your life with regard to a career?
I'd go into teaching.
Oh, definitely. You are having a laugh. I can't think of anybody worse.
I always wanted to be a teacher, and I mean, I would employ that, you know, if you don't learn after the second time I tell you, you're out mentality. But I'd go into teaching. I'm actually quite considering training as a teacher now.
Do you know, you've stopped me in my tracks. I could not. That was probably one of the last professions I thought you would come out with. seriously.
No, I would. I definitely go into teaching. I mean, it was always, when I was in school, it was always my plan. I either wanted to be in teaching or I wanted to work in the theatre or as a journalist.
Yeah, I mean, that I can see. Theatre and, you know, the creative. But teaching, blimey, okay.
Yeah, I definitely, English and drama teacher. I mean, I still really fancy it now, actually.
Well, it's never too late, you know. And those who can't get another job, teach.
Yeah, the only thing that puts me off teaching is children.
No,
the fact that you'd have to deal with kids kind of puts me off.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you know, they'd get used to me eventually.
Of course they would. Anyway, we're coming up to 5 minutes.
Oh, no!
We've not even covered what I would do. We'll save that for another day, shall we?
Yeah, okay then. Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.